Oh, that's savoury.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
It's actually not Leisha in the studio. We've got Ruby White. Kia ora, Ruby. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to have you up here this morning. People might know you through your cafes that you've run in the past, Miss Changi, and also Small Fry out in Pakuranga as well. It's lovely to have you up here. What are we going to talk about?
Well, it was kind of difficult to pick something today, but I decided to go with cream caramel.
Yum.
Yeah, I've been trying
I've seen some pictures of some of your cream caramel.
Yeah, it's taken a while. It's taken about 5 weeks of just like making it to get it perfect. So I thought it would be appropriate to talk about that.
It sounds like a great...
So when you say 5 weeks of making it, is that like every weekend or like every day? How much cream caramel are we talking here?
Every weekend, yeah. Wow. Yeah, there's only so much you can do. But yeah, I had the reason why I started making it was because I had a really good one at this restaurant called Cazador. Mm. I don't know if you heard
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, whereabouts is it?
It's on Dominion Road. They're quite well known for game meat. It's a really beautiful restaurant, but yeah, the desserts, everything they do is amazing, but the desserts are really good.
Yeah.
So I had a great one there and it's kind of just stuck with me for...
They've been around for a while there, haven't they?
Yeah, I think before these owners, Dariush, his parents ran it, so
oh,
it's
cool.
been in the family for quite a yeah.
Yeah.
So they know how to make a cream caramel.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a little truck sometimes that they take places, and they were at Laneway this year. And that was actually the
was
first time.
Cazzo dogs.
Yeah. They're hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
And I had one this year for the first time, and it was delicious.
They're very
Change
good.
Your life.
Well, yeah.
So for people who aren't sure what a cream caramel is, what is a cream caramel, basically?
It's basically a baked custard. It's really similar to creme brulee, but where the sugar is, it's been flipped. So instead of having, like, the thin layer of sugar on top that you crack into, it's you make a toffee and you put it at the bottom of ramekin.
Okay.
And then when you bake it, the sugar stays liquid.
Right.
And then when you,
when you take it out of the ramekin, you flip it and it's got that little kind of
sauce.
Yeah, this like burnt toffee sauce. Oh. Yeah.
So you can make them really small. You can make them like massive as well.
Yeah.
What scale are the ones you've been practicing with?
I've been working with just individual ramekins. I think that's like a really good way to start. I think making a large one, you know, you run a lot more risk of like, undercooking
splitting.
The middle
and
then overcooking. Yeah, and splitting when you tip it out. So I think, ramekins are good.
Ramekins
are good. Why is it taking you 5 weeks to perfect, do you reckon? What's the difficulty?
The first time I did it, I overcooked them.
Yeah.
It was just lots of like learning how to... Well, the first thing that I was doing wrong was I was baking them in a Le Creuset pot, like a cast iron pot.
Okay.
With the lid on. And so the lid was making it way too hot inside, and so you should just use foil to cover whatever you're baking it in. And obviously the amount of water that you bake them in the oven with will kind of, it will change how long you have to cook them for.
So how do you, they're quite simple ingredients that go into cream caramels, but what's the kind of process? Because as you're saying, there's like water involved and stuff, and this is suddenly sounding like a science experiment, which I guess it kind of technically is as well. But what's sort of the A to Z kind of process of making a cream caramel?
Okay, so you would make a toffee, a caramel, just sugar in a pot until it's like starting to sort of just burn because you want that flavor. You pour it into your ramekin and swirl it around so that it coats the bottom. And then for the custard, I think there are different methods for it, but what I do is I heat up cream and milk on a stove, and in a separate bowl I have eggs, egg yolks and sugar, and I whisk that together. And then when the milk is kind of just starting to come to a boil, I mix them together, and then that's the custard that you then pour into your ramekins. You put it into an oven tray lined with a tea towel so the bottom doesn't get too hot.
Got you.
And then fill the tray up like halfway with water, and then you bake it at like, I bake mine at 140 degrees. So the water stops the custard from like overcooking around the edges.
Yeah.
So how long do you bake them for, more or less? This is probably one of the things that it's taken you 5 weeks to get quite right.
Yeah, and it depends on the size of your ramekins and everything. But around an hour and 15 minutes. But yeah, I found that just sort of after an hour, I would just go and check them, and you're looking for like enough wobble that it looks like it's thick, but it's still kind of like
a bit
like jelly.
I wish everyone could see. I wish everyone could see the way you just described that ninja, like a little dance, basically. Yeah. To be like, this is what your cream caramel.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
the perfect consistency. Yeah,
and I then think you can like imagine what you'd want it to feel like if you ate it.
Mm, yes. You know? So when it's still wobbly, you take it out and then you just let it sit in the water overnight.
Oh, okay, oh, right.
Just let it like cool down naturally, and as it's cooling down, it's quite helpful just to like, if you have like a like use like a wet finger and you just like loosen the edges.
Got you.
If you don't do that, it's fine, but you'll notice the next day that there'll be kind of small cracks in the cream caramel. It doesn't really affect right. the texture or anything, but it just doesn't look
as pretty.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
ever add like vanilla or anything in it, or are you yeah. just a straight sort of?
I've just done vanilla and orange rind, but yeah, you could definitely use like different teas or tea or ginger, herbs, yeah. like anything really, if you wanted to get creative.
How do you flavor something with tea? Because I don't, is it the actual, like you make a cup of tea? Is it just the leaves? How do you do that?
I would do it with just the leaves. Like when I'm heating up the milk, I'd probably put in some tea leaves into that and then strain it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yum.
Yeah.
I can imagine an Earl Grey cream caramel would be very nice.
It would be.
Yeah. So,
so 5 weeks on, do you feel like you've perfected it?
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I need to do it. I would like to do it one more time. I've been using a mixture of milk and cream,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to do one with just milk to, yeah, just see.
Is that like a purist's way of doing it?
No, I've just heard that using milk helps with creating like a lighter custard, because it is pretty full on, like a really rich dessert.
And that will give you quite like a, yeah, I guess not as heavy of a...
You've got the egg yolk as well, which is typically quite a rich thing, so like you're already going in with that.
Yeah.
So,
someone's texted in Giga Putty is something similar. Do you know about that? I don't know. They said yum,
they said
look it up.
Yeah.
So I guess we will. We will look it up.
Yeah.
It sounds very, very good though.
I've never heard of this before.
A Giga Putty.
Oh. Yes, I've seen these before. I've never had one.
What are they?
They're like something that I think you buy, and it, I don't really know.
It looks like an instant cream caramel.
Oh, okay.
Like one that's like pre-made.
A pre-made one.
Yeah. Pre-made. It looks like it comes in a bucket.
Yeah.
A bucket.
Yeah, I don't know.
A bucket of cream caramel. A big pottle. So remind us of the name of the place where you had a really, really good cream caramel again.
Cazador
on Dominion Road. Anywhere else that you've sort of particularly thought that place is nice for that kind of thing?
No, I actually don't see them on the menus that often.
No.
Yeah.
So if you're really craving a cream caramel after this, you can either try and make yours at home. It sounds like it's not that complicated. It just takes a bit of patience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can go to Cazador as well. Thank you so much, Ruby, for coming up this morning.
Hopefully we'll see you again sometime up here.
Yeah, cool.
It'll be lovely.
Fun.
All right. Cheers for that.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.